Morgan Black Dragon. Black wings shadow in the sky. Black stars on the banners fly. Welsh red will his foe defy with fell dread. The black dragon will die. Mistress Adelaide de Beaumont. The poem is an Englyn an Odel Crook. Randall Lee Smith. Come, bards of Onstiora, hear my tale, and make from it such songs as ne'er shall die, to lessen youthful squires who would prevail, or those whose seeming doth their skill belie. It matters not how grey of beard the knight, he may know tricksy ways to win a fight. Lord Randall, youth and skill at his command, made long and weary journey to contend. With kite shield and with broadsword in his hand, the throne of Onstiora to ascend. But lo, a score and 17 like-willed had dreams akin to his they'd see fulfilled. Lord Randall stood among those who would choose the rival they would face in the first round. A noble fight, but one he should not lose, and so a knight, but one not too renowned. In confidence he took then to the field. This unsung knight he soon would make to yield. But by and by his sword began to slow. Too long now since he heard the cry, "Lay on!" His strength was waning with each passing blow. Forsooth, was this conclusion not foregone? "Peace," the knight said to him on the ground, "old age and treachery will youth confound." Sir Kenneth Macquarie of Tobermory. Modeled on Astrophel, a pastoral elegy upon the death of the most noble and valorous knight, Sir Philip Sidney, dedicated to the most beautiful and virtuous lady, the Countess of Essex, by Edmund Spenser, 1596.
Rhodri ap Whither. Rapunzel's prince had no more joy than I, however much he climbed his golden stair. I need no means to conquer towers high, for at my side is my own lady fair. I ventured forth to win for her a crown, to settle lightly on that dearest head, though there already sits in softest brown the crown that nature saw she merited. Thou granted not the victory this day, my circumstance much suffering removes. Let others grieve their losses if they may, for Caitlin's love my consolation proves. What royal throne can possibly compare with being buried sweetly in her hair? Mistress Adelaide de Beaumont. The poem is a Shakespearean sonnet. Saran Kovran, called the Traveller. Unto the prince, my liege and sovereign lord, of royal lineage, by all adored, may grace and peace be unto you this day. I pray you hear the words that I would say. I came a traveller from distant lands, out of the west, in train with nomad bands, and found within your realm a happy home that took from me the pilgrim's need to roam. Because I love your people as my own, I thought by right of arms to claim the throne, but found my mettle would not meet the test. I fell at last to Onstiora's best. No grudge I bear for being so undone, nor do I covet what was fairly won. Your might is great and worthy of reward, so to your grace I offer up my sword. Mistress Adelaide de Beaumont. Inspired by The Praying of Daniel the Immured, a 13th century Russian epistle.
Ulf Arnfinson. Tales are still told of northern men who come in ships seeking glory. Hear now the tale of Arnfin's son, Ulf of the Star, bold and fearless. Forth to the field, bearing broadsword, seeking a crown and a kingship. Titles he bore from ring-givers, fell raven-lord and warrior-queen. Strong was his arm and keen his eye, in battle fierce for golden prize. But stronger still in Irski stood. The worm advanced and Ulf was lost. Raise up the horn in every hall, and drink a draught to Ulf the brave. Long will his name echo and ring, long will the skalds his proud deeds sing. Mistress Adelaide de Beaumont. The poem is written in Fornyrðislag, meter of ancient words.
Urianka Dai Sinuajin. Eyes of the wolf, yellow and keen, tell me of battles and blood you have seen. Blood of your brethren you cannot forgive. If I die, I shall die. If I live, I shall live. Ears of the wolf, pricked to the sky, tell me of hoofbeats as battle draws nigh. Blood pours through armor like sand through a sieve. If I die, I shall die. If I live, I shall live. Claws of the wolf, sharp as a blade, tell me of wounds and of war you have made. Blows you have taken and blows you will give. If I die, I shall die. If I live, I shall live. Heart of the wolf, hero within, tell me of kingdoms and thrones you would win. Eyes, ears, and claws, and your heart you must give. If I die, I shall die. If I live, I shall live. Mistress Adelaide de Beaumont. The refrain, "If I die, I shall die. If I live, I shall live," comes from one of the tales in The Secret History of the Mongols from the 13th century.
Uther Blackthorn. A Cornishman who hails from Bringolad, centurion who bears the sable star. Lord Uther on the pilgrim's path he trod, to win a kingdom's crown in lands afar. Two axes keen he bears upon his shield, and on his cap the falcon and the rose. His goal, to take the lists and not to yield, to win the crown and vanquish all his foes. A Frankish knight would stand in Uther's way, and end his royal bid with ringing steel. But though he would not wear the crown this day, his Gwyneth stood fast by to help him heal. My lady's eyes like jewels brightly shine, but why does Malgwyn's poem look like mine? Mistress Adelaide de Beaumont. The poem is a Shakespearean sonnet.
William Cameron de Blackstone. What joy cannot be found in coming home? Is there more pleasure on the pilgrim's road, soothing the itch their feet may feel to roam on dusty tracks whereon their shanks have strode? Though fortune may be gained in distant lands, and titles may be won from foreign kings, the beggar can return with empty hands and know the comfort that belonging brings. So how twice blessed is he who journeys back to happy places he has known before, and brings with him no longing and no lack, but fair nobility and golden store. And when at last the luggage is set down, who would not venture forth to seek a crown? Mistress Adelaide de Beaumont. The poem is a Shakespearean sonnet.
William Westcott of Welawan. Lord and Baron of Loch Sullier, William, came on to the blazing tournament field. He fought for Lady Melisent Michel, standing brave with Griffin upon his shield. Known for his service and skill as a cook, he is squired to Ulstead the Unsteady, a duke and past baron of Loch Sullier. William stood on the list field ready. Challenged by Lord Geoffrey with belt of red, William fought with intensity and skill. But on this day the crown would elude him, as Lord Geoffrey landed the blow that killed. William stood with his beautiful lady, though he did not hold the crown in his hands. He fought with honor, skill, and chivalry, and was proud to lead the Serpentine lands. Lord Brian O'William.
Philippe Le Chanceau. The cubs entered. From the lands of France they hailed, warriors and artists, teachers both, to claim the Ursi thrones. Here they come, and here they sit, bears in a land of lions. Where will they lead us? Only time will tell. Whether war or peace, the one thing they know, they carry the support of Bjornsborg. From the trenches of Border March to the craft halls of steppes, let them spread the fame of our barony to all the known world. And knowing what is called for, knowing what is owed, they put themselves aside and kneel, to become the Ursi, to become the Leon, to become Bjornsborg. Lord William Harper. Note, Philippe entered the lists but withdrew prior to the first round owing to the illness of his lady. This poem was written for his investiture as Baron of Bjornsborg. All poems are copyrighted to the author listed. Permission to reproduce must be obtained from the individual author.